podcast audio is there. I'm all right, so just get the gosh darn thing up and or running.
Now, sisters and brothers, we know we got over by the blood, the sweat, and the tears of sheroes and heroes, some whose names we know and some whose names we do not know. But I'm going to tell you something. We have been here before. Now, the only difference is we got some company, Rev. We got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time. We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time. I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
It's Free Thought Thursday. In the wine cellar. This show is fucked up.
In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
All right then. Welcome to the wine cellar as we try to get it together here. enjoying the weather. It's raining. It's Thursday. It's cold. It's crappy, but I guess it's at least not 95, so I will take it. We have news, we have comments. Are we going to talk about Reddit at all? Maybe yes, no?
Oh, I don't know how much news you have on it, or updates or information.
Really, if we do anything, it would just be like reading the comments. I'm participating in a Reddit AMA, which means ask me anything. I can actually get the link into the show notes. If anybody wants to participate on Reddit and ask sex workers questions, sex worker, advocates, allies, activists, current sex workers, through all different kinds of sex work, people involved with like the trying to influence policy side of activism, everybody's there. So if you have questions about anything pertaining to sex work, there's a fantastic Reddit AMA going on, and I'll get that link there. In the meantime, news, comments. This is a great story. A woman from Michigan lied about being raped and is sentenced to 45 days in jail. I bet we all know why she only got 45 days in jail for lying, right? Yes? That's right, because it was a white woman who lied about a black man sexually assaulting her. Yeah. Mary Zolkowski, age 21, has pleaded guilty to falsely reporting a felony in March. She said she told her mother she'd been raped in February by a stranger in the parking lot of the Delta College in Bay City, Michigan. And her mother called the campus, and Zolkowski completed a report. Police were unable to verify her story, and she later admitted it was false. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's something that's been an ongoing thing. I guess on the upside, there was no riots, there was no, lynching that took place, but yeah. Yeah. Good cops. Because we love good cops. Self-professed white nationalist Christopher Cantwell was interviewed by Vice News and was hosted a radio show, a white supremacist radio show. Really, Google? All right. Okay. It's starting to give me quizzes now when I'm trying to read stories. This is awesome. So we're going to get back to that story because I'm not doing that shit right now. All right. Congratulations. We're gonna get back to that one. Meanwhile, another good cop story that I can actually read because I have my whole thing up. A white cop shot a black man and then sued the city for racial discrimination. All right. The fatal police shooting of Ricky Ball in October 2015 convulsed the city of Columbus, Mississippi. Residents marched, and some businesses feared a race riot because a white cop killed a black man and closed on the protest day. A city council member accused the department of planting a gun beside Ball's body. The police chief resigned, and the district attorney called in state authorities to handle the case. Finally, in September 2016, a grand jury indicted the officer, Canyon Boykin. His name is Canyon, for God's sakes. I know. On manslaughter charges, the case still hasn't gone to trial, but he's likely to make it through without punishment. However, shortly after he shot 25-year-old Ball, as Ball ran away following a traffic stop, Boykin sued the city for racial discrimination, claiming he was unfairly fired for being a white cop who killed a black person. Yeah, that's amazing. And the city settled with Boykin for an undisclosed amount. So he got his job back. Let me see if it's in this article. But over the past decade, at least 25 white officers have sued their cities for racial discrimination, according to media reports. 11 had their cases rejected by a jury. 9, though, won jury verdicts at trial or reached monetary settlements, all after claims officers had been passed up for promotion because of their skin color or fired for saying something interpreted as racist. Or it just was fucking racist, and that's just how we roll in this country. Yeah. So since Boykin's indictment, officers in 7 high-profile shooting cases have all gone to trial, and not one has been convicted in court. The outcomes revealed a reality that is becoming clear. Investigators, prosecutors, judges, and juries can try to hold officers accountable, but none of that matter when laws continues to protect a cop who says they feared for their life when pulling the trigger. Except that's so disingenuous, though. They don't actually fear for their lives. They're not scared for their lives. They know what they're doing.
No, it's usually victims that are scared.
And dead.
At the same time.
Yes. So, yeah. Canyon Boykin, won money for getting fired for murdering somebody. Huh. Yeah. I know.
That's a good breakdown.
Yeah.
That's good. That's solid.
That's what happened.
Legitimate breakdown. Yes, I have little dolls posted up all around the thing, because I don't know what to do with the wine cellar studio yet. I'm working on it. I think it's just going to be fucking dolls and wine bottles.
I think dolls and wine bottles?
Yeah. Yeah, black dolls and wine bottles. And there's a place across the street that does, like, I think decals or some shit. I think on the wall.
Wait, like wine bottles or alcohol bottles?
I think more wine.
Okay.
Champagne.
Okay.
Affordable champagne. Show people what's really going down.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, fucking drink it, keep the bottle, put it in the studio, get a little Standarino from the old Goodwill there,
mm-hmm.
or a resale shop of sorts.
Okay.
Yeah, put the stuff up there. Off limits to cats. They can't come in.
Off limits to cats.
Yeah. You can't sit here.
Yes.
All right, and what up?
Oh. Go ahead.
Oh, you don't know what else is really going on. That shit that you showed me from the .gov with the vote in 2002,
yes.
That's going on.
Yes.
And also the fight for white civil rights is going on.
Yes.
But you had more stuff and things.
Oh, I did. I actually have a story from an 11-year-old in Sudan who was a victim of child marriage and is married to a 38-year-old man. She's 11. He's 38. Yeah.
It's not... Marriage, that's a pedophile rape arrangement.
Yes.
Or a marriage, never mind. A marriage, fine. Yeah, traditionally, yeah, actually, yeah, that's a marriage.
Yes. So this is actually just kind of like an FYI at this point. We're going to see what happens. I want to follow this case. She's actually seeking a divorce through government channels. So this might open up a way for more victims of child marriage to divorce their husbands.
Precedent.
Yes.
Unprecedented.
And according to a 2017 UNICEF report, 12% of girls in Sudan are wed before they reach the age of 15. Under the country's 1991 personal status law, children can marry each other when they reach, quote, maturity, which is 10 years old. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, organized religion. You're amazing.
I'm not even waiting for the quinceañera.
No.
They're not even waiting for Cenk Uygur's age.
They're not.
I will not stop pointing that out.
They're not. A recent case of Sudanese teenager Nora Hussein was sentenced to death earlier this year for killing her husband as he tried to rape her, is focusing attention on child marriage in Sudan. She is now 19, but was only 15 when she married a man who was more than twice her age. And they use that story as sort of a jumping off point for this story. As opposed to killing him, even though this guy beat her, Ermal, not her real name, said she was repeatedly abused and her husband beat her. And after the abuse, she went back to her father for help, but he sent her back to her new husband. Eventually, she escaped with the aid of her husband's first wife. So he did this before. But we'll see what happens. Hopefully the government will allow the divorce to exist. Maybe. And hopefully we can set a precedent and, yeah. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I know you have more. I know you have more of that fucking stuff.
I just, you know, I'm really good at finding, like, all the bad news and all the horrible stuff.
This show is fucked up.
Man gets life in prison for setting girlfriend on fire in front of her children.
We've covered several fucking...
Right? That's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. A Colorado man was sentenced to life in prison for dousing his girlfriend with gasoline and setting her on fire in front of her children at a campsite. John Vasquez of Arvada left Christina Archuleta Blasier with third-degree burns on more than 60% of her body after a June 2016 attack at a remote campsite in north-central Colorado. The woman was flown by a helicopter to a hospital in critical condition and died a month later. A month! Two of her sons witnessed the gruesome attack, and her then 6-year-old son suffered severe burns trying to save his mother from the flames as Vasquez laughed at them. Yeah. Yeah. initially, Vasquez told investigators that the fire was accidental, but after reviewing evidence of him lying before being found guilty of an earlier domestic violence incident, the jury became convinced that the campsite attack was intentional. Prosecutors also said Vasquez violated a court order prohibiting him from drinking alcohol, which led to an argument between him and Archuleta Blasier, which was described in a news release by the 5th Judicial District. So, yeah, again, they're like, why don't you just leave? Because when you try to leave, they kill you. If you stay, you might die too, but, you know, a little compassion for domestic violence victims. It sounds like this was a long-going domestic issue here, but... he did get life in prison, so... I mean, I guess. I mean, we could set him on fire, too. I'd be okay with that. I'd be okay with it. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. What else do I have here?
No.
I'm trying to get this stupid story loaded, and it wants me to take, like, a 10-page survey to do it. If I could just find the guy's name, I could do that. But it was about a white supremacist who has a TV show and he had or a podcast and he had cops coming on it. I'm like, what? Policemen on a white supremacist show? We can't begin to imagine.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when was that fucking FBI report? Like 2006, 2007 that said that, police were infiltrating, right? Police were infiltrating law enforcement agencies.
Because they needed to do that.
Right.
You said police were infiltrating. White supremacists were... white supremacists, like organization members infiltrating law enforcement agencies when law enforcement agencies are white supremacist organizations. Mm-hmm. Every single business under capitalism is a white supremacist organization. Check out that old quote from that nigga James Baldwin, right? Labor unions started out as white supremacist organizations. All right? What do you want to call them? States, colonies, cities, towns, white supremacist organizations.
Yes.
Because that's the overall thing, which is why the wrong person has the title of their show, Context of White Supremacy.
Yes. They don't say the name of the officer, so, I would like to know. But this was in Charlottesville. Yes, that Charlottesville. And Chris Cantwell was one of the white supremacists, just white supremacists, who got arrested for pepper spraying anti-racist activists and hosted a police officer on his show. He said, quote, "I've got to tell you, jail is too good for these people. They ought to be put through a wood chipper. I'm glad you guys are cleaning up the streets." The police officer said, "Well, that's awesome. Thanks for your support." So, I mean, you know, next time cops kill someone, be like, I didn't know that they're, not all of them. No, they're literally here saying, yeah, we should actually put people through, black people through wood chippers. So, yeah, I'll try to follow this up and see if I can find the name. So far, nobody is telling me the name of the officer.
Well, then that means you just have to assume every single one of them is him.
Her.
Her?
Her.
Officer is non-binary.
Yes.
Nigga is non-binary.
Yes.
Decolonize your masculinity. Do I have any other talking points?
Nigga is non-binary. Socialize the justice.
Yeah. I need more talking points.
Yeah.
And that's a fact-based fact.
You need more talking points? Oh, and then this morning Fox News released a story about how white people are getting outpaced.
They're dying. Yeah, I've seen track and field. I know.
Yeah. Oh, you're funny. But it's just because, of course, you know, like the propaganda never stops, right? So it was an article on Fox News. The headline was, "White population aging rapidly in U.S., dying faster than babies are born, data shows." And then they have, like, pictures of a census form all in Spanish, you know, just to keep up on the propaganda. So if anybody gets severely fucked up in the next 7 to 10 days, it's probably because they've been watching Fox News, and Fox News is pushing that really, really hard right now.
Or Alex Jones, who is now Beard Gang.
What?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if you knew that about the Jones man.
No.
He is Beard Gang.
Oh, and Melania Trump is visiting detention centers.
Yeah, and apparently the Onion.com put up something about it. And, yeah. The Redneck Revolt niggas shared it, and they just put images of fire next to it. So apparently it is fire.
It is fire.
Which I can't, I know if the Redneck Revolt niggas say it's fire, then I could dig it. But like, that vernacular, as much of it being snatched away from hip-hop and thrown into just anybody using it now, like whenever someone says it, I'm skeptified.
Yeah.
I'm just like, ugh. Is it really fire?
Or is it mediocre?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, because like we called like a Big Pun verse was fire.
Yeah.
A Cannabis verse was fire. Right? A Method Man verse was fire. All right? Amigos verse is not fire. A Cardi B beat is not fire. Okay? Extinction Level Whack Nigga isn't even a damn rapper. Wasn't a damn past tense. Wasn't a damn repair.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that gummit. All right, we're getting to the goddamn. And then one of the homies messaged me on the Facebooks.
Yes.
And was like, they noticed this when we posted it on the WineCellarMedia.com page on the Facebooks from our website, which links to the LA Times actual article. And we just linked it for our podcast episode this evening. It's Enter and Esting, all right? So, on the Los Angeles Times, and this article went up by Jawid Kalim, and it's called a White Civil Rights Rally Marking Charlottesville Anniversary Set to be Held Next to the White House. Alright, now, less than a year after the deadly clashes at a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, VA, Virginia, the main organizer fire done gained federal approval for another demonstration across the street from the White House. The National Park Service announced on Wednesday it had approved the White Civil Rights Rally for Lafayette Square the weekend of August 11th through 12th. That is the anniversary of the, quote, Unite the Right, end quote, protest, which sparked a national furor with its blatant displays of racism, and President Trump amplified the controversy when he initially failed to condemn the white supremacists by saying, if I remember it right, he said, you know, we got some good folks on both sides.
Good people on both sides.
Good people, that's right. But Mexico just has bad hombres. some real bad dudes.
Bad hombres, yeah.
Which was easily one of my funniest moments of listening to podcasts, because I was listening to PBS mm-hmm. when I heard that quote. You know, they're like straight news coverage.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be funny, but they have to quote his tweets. Thank you. So they're just like, and the president tweeted, they've got some real bad dudes. So what do you think of this? The article continues. The article on the Los Angeles Times from Jawed Kalim. The National Park Service. In the request he submitted May 8th, Jason Kressler, who was, and that's Kessler, K-E-S-S-L-E-R, who was behind the Charlottesville rally, estimated that 400 people would attend and said the purpose was to protest civil rights abuse in Charlottesville. And they actually have a link to the request, and see if I can't blow that up a wee bitty bit there. Wow, his handwriting's worse than mine. That's fantastic.
Damn.
Date of application, 5/8/18, so June 8th. So this application been in, nigga, so this article should have been out, but it probably wasn't public information by then.
Right.
He doesn't have his email on there. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have his street address, city, state, zip. And it's starting 8 a.m. August 11th, ending 8 p.m. August 12th. And damn, his handwriting is a motherfucker. And yeah, going to be at Lafayette Park. I'll go ahead and link this PDF in the Facebook Live on the WineCellarMedia.com page. So folks can check that out if you should so choose. Back to the Los Angeles Times article posted by Jawed Kalim. And the Park Service is now gathering information from Kessler to issue a permit for the demonstration, said agency spokesman Mike Litterst. I don't like his name. The permit would specify the timing, boundaries, sound regulations, and liability rules for the event. You can't just go running over white women and killing them. The white women is the vessel from which more white men are born. Don't do that, all right, son?
Oh, no, she had a heart attack, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
She got so, the fucking liberal got so triggered, had a heart attack. Yeah, Chez Pazienza.
She was also very, very obese, too, remember?
The fuck said all that shit?
The fucking right-wingers. That was like their first, like the fucking alt-right. That was like their first thing was like, the car didn't kill her. She died because she was morbidly obese and had a heart attack.
That's it?
Yeah.
So the car had nothing to do.
Not a goddamn
thing. That was just a tickle fight.
Yes. She was dead before she could even read the license plate, really. It was, yeah.
Oh, so the car was just trying to help her lay down.
He was probably trying to get her in the car to take her to a hospital because he's a good person.
That's how you get people in the car, through the grill.
That is how you get people in the car.
You crack your way through that windshield. Get the fuck in here. Let's sit on glass and ride. Tempered glass. I'll tell you guys about tempered glass some other time.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, so the article continues from Jawed Kalim on the Los Angeles Times. Litterst said the process, quote, will ensure public safety and the protection of park resources are taken into...
How do you ensure public safety when you have fucking homicidal Nazis marching? What public is safe? Just the Nazis.
Yeah, it's for white civil rights.
Yeah, okay.
White people who need their civil rights will be in the public and they're going to make sure that they're safe.
All I can say is I wish that guy from Vegas wasn't in custody.
And the main thing that's going to keep them safe is that they're white.
Yeah.
So the main thing, they're like, hey, you can't just go out there in blackface. Sometimes our police get confused. They don't know.
Yeah.
So, you know, keep your white face on. Have your tiki torches, young man. Do you need us to provide tiki torches? Any tiki torch you need can and will be used against them. Fucking.
In the court of public opinion.
So he said, ma'am.
What?
And Oh, so he said, so that's going to be taken into consideration, and noted that the government does not consider the content of the message presented.
Since when?
What? Since we're trying to get white civil rights back.
Like, so if the Black Panther Party wants to do it, they won't consider the content of the message? Or if a radical jihadi group of Muslims should want to assemble?
So you mean hate groups that want to oppress the white man?
Yeah.
Yeah, then you have to consider that content.
Hmm.
You're just going to let people oppress the white man? Like they have been doing for 8,000 years?
Yeah.
Go back to Europe. White man oppressing the white man. That's wrong. Salted Earth?
Yeah.
Nigga? Bunch of damn... What them fellers? 300 of them fellers?
300 hyper-masculine homosexuals.
Yep, running around with their little shields and swords.
Yeah, but they were fighting Persians. Are Persians really white?
I don't know. I don't know the globe like that. I'm ignorant, man. People just listen to me because I might say something weird.
Persians are from the places we drop drones now, where drone bombings happen.
Are they being white the right way?
No. There, a lot of them were like Muslim and stuff too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, no. Back then they weren't Muslim, but they're Muslim now.
Start naming yourselves things like James. Yeah. And get some Colonel Crunch bars and shit. America will be cool with you.
Which I think would actually be hilarious if like a bunch of non-white people started doing that. We just like appropriated all the white names. And then white people were like, oh, hey, Jenny. And then like, you know, like 10 black women turn around like, oh, what?
Like the
ruining my name.
Cartoonishly white. Well, really just, it's not illegal to just give your kid a last name that's not your name, right? You can just
you
name.
You can do that.
Yeah, so you can name your kid Elvis Presley. You can name your fucking non-white kid Donald J. Trump. You can fucking do that. Yeah. Jefferson Beauregard Sessions.
The third.
You can put that on there, right?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Yes, you can.
You can fucking do that.
But you cannot name your child Adolf Hitler.
The fuck I can't?
A court has already ruled on it.
Which one?
One on the East Coast somewhere.
Oh, fuck them. And what if I just spell it different? They could really go fuck themselves. I could put two T's and spell the Adolf, A-D-A-L-F. A-D-A-L-P-H. They can't fucking stop me.
I actually know a black guy named Adolf. Kind of awkward.
Yeah. We can do all that shit, man. I'm pretty sure there's black people named George Washington because George is a common name and Washington is a common post-slave name. Yeah. So that one's not special. Abraham Lincoln? You can take that. Fuck it, Bernie Sanders. I don't care. You can name them what you want. Hillary Clinton. I know someone out there is like, hey, fucking Manny. But look, Hillary Clinton too, okay? We're going to mention Hillary Clinton after this story too.
Oh.
And how Snopes failed to defend Hillary Clinton. Snopes is funny style, cuz. Snopes be funny style, nigga.
Yeah, why?
Watch, nigga. Watch. This is show prep I did without you.
Okay.
Back to the article on the Los Angeles Times posted by Kaweed Jalim. Let me make sure I have his name right. Jaweed Kaleem. All right, so. The Lafayette Square sits just north of the White House on the other side of Pennsylvania Avenue. The Charlottesville rally, organized to protest the removal of Confederate monuments, was one of the largest U.S. gatherings of neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other extremist groups in more than a decade. They're not extremists. They're normal white people. Like, normal whiteness is extreme. Like, no, white people are extreme.
And that's the thing, though, is like, they're like, but they're the extremists because they say the N-word and they talk about genocide. And it's like, but the police protected them. Like, I think that should be indicative of where the system falls with things.
Yeah. And I mean, and then those same police that protected them were high-fiving white women at the Women's March.
There it is.
So, let us see known. Like, the police are down with both of you. So far as I'm concerned, the white feminist for Hillary and the neo-Nazi for Donald Trump are the fucking same level of danger to me. Because that white feminist will hop on that fucking phone if she sees my black ass in her neighborhood a little too damn long. Mm-hmm. It is a suspicious thug out here, you know?
Yeah, like that fucking Vox article. about the after the barbecue Becky is like somebody who was actually a 911 caller was like, yeah, like they would just come and be like, there's a black person here with a shopping cart. And they're like, okay.
You're shopping.
They don't belong in our neighborhood. Send police. Man, okay.
Yeah, notice they call the emergency number and they never get fined for like a false emergency
call. Right, like
call.
Wasting services or like filing a false report or some shit.
But then again, that lets you know. It's not extreme, it's normal, because that's not wasting services. Just letting them know that there's necrosis afoot is an emergency that you should call in, because they're not getting fined for it. Let it see known. I know, somebody's sitting there like, you're going too far, and I have a point to make, but I'm not sure, but I just think you're going too far.
No.
Shut the fuck up, nigga.
We're not.
Go listen to something like, I'm pretty sure there's old archives of Elon James White's, This Week in Blackness, if you want something a little softer, a little more your speed. Okay. Joy Reid is still on MSNBC. Yeah, you can go see her clips. That's probably really nice. I think Melissa Harris Perry has a podcast or something like that.
Imani has a podcast.
Imani Gandhi is probably more your speed. Anoa Changa, you'll probably like her. She's getting more Imani-ish, while Imani is getting more Joy Reid-ish. And I don't know what Joy Reid's going to get promoted to. Matthews.
The new Melissa Harris Perry.
Nah, that would be a weekend part-time job. Joy Reid's full-time.
Oh.
But Chris Matthews can die and Joy Reid could take his spot. That's a good spot. I think it's the 7 o'clock spot. That's a good fucking spot.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's probably more your... If this is too extreme for you, then maybe that's your deal right there. I'm realizing I'm saying the stuff that Phoenix has stopped saying on the damn show. And I'm going to get a talking to after this. I'm in trouble again. I'm going to finish the article.
Well, I think that there is validity to that, though. And if it makes you uncomfortable, think about why it makes you uncomfortable. If you want to be like, you can't compare, like, not all white people. It's not all white people. Okay, well, who are police siding with? Police don't kill y'all when y'all march. They don't kill y'all when y'all do Nazi marches, feminist, whatever it is. Like, they let you be. So, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this is the kind of podcast that says things like that. By the way, did you know if you Google sex worker podcast, we're in the first page of suggestions on Google?
You fucking shitting me? I'm going to do it right now. Because, you know, our Googles are tailored to the person searching.
Because
sex worker podcast?
Yes. Because, like, I know you listened to that one, because I'm doing that Reddit thing, and somebody asked me for podcast recommendations, and I couldn't think of that one. So I just Googled, like, sex worker podcast to see if it would come up, and, like, our fucking shit came up. And I was like, what?
Wait, well, this one says Best Sex Worker Podcast 2018.
Yeah, it's down a little bit.
Well, then that's not the first one.
The first page. I said the first page.
Oh.
Nigga.
The Sex Workers Work, Vice Podcast, Best Sex Podcast, James Fry Podcast, The Whorecast. I'm subscribed to them. That's a Blog Talk Radio joint.
Yes.
The Erotic Playbook.
Oh, does yours not show up on the...
Yeah, see? Google is tailored to the person. But let's look at this Player FM, Best Sex Worker Podcast 2018.
Yeah, I couldn't get that to load earlier.
Damn, they're all just one show. A bunch of episodes of one show. All right. But I guess because sex worker's in the title of the actual show, ours is just in the title of episodes and it's in the tags.
Yeah. Yeah, because I get that Player FM thing. And then the Thrillist one. And yeah, and then I get ours. I'm like, what the hell?
Okay, what if I put Sex Workers Rights Podcast? We're just doing this on the program. We're like, is this what people call navel gazing?
Maybe.
I never looked that term up, but it sounds like the way people use it. Resist Podcast, Black Lives Matter, Sex Workers' Rights. Damn, that might be a dope... I think I'm subscribed to that, actually. Not on mine.
Well, it showed up today when I was doing things, and I was like, what? I'm not looking for ours.
Alright, the article continues by Jawid Kalim on Los Angeles Times. Clashes broke out between hundreds of anti-racism activists and far-right protesters, many of whom carried shields, weapons, and Nazi and Confederate battle flags. Videos showed that some Charlottesville police did nothing to stop the violence. That's because some of them were off duty doing their real job there. One anti-racist activist, a 32-year-old individual, Heather Heyer, was killed when a car plowed into her, and then everyone cared, but then the Democrats stopped caring when they found out by her online presence that she was a Bernie bro. The driver, Alex Fields Jr., a 20-year-old individual and a self-described Nazi from Ohio. Washington, Oregon, Ohio. No, that's Idaho. Never mind. Was arrested and charged with second-degree murder. Hit someone with a car on purpose and they die. Second degree.
Yeah.
Wait,
what's his name?
That nigga's name, he's a black motherfucker. His name is Alex Fields Jr.
I just want to see if there was an, like, when his trial is, because I don't know.
Two Virginia state troopers who were monitoring the protest also died after their helicopter crash. And that's how most cops die, because they're incompetent at operating the machines that they're traveling in. And when they do get murdered, it's by white people. Motherfuckers always be like, this many cops died this year. Yeah, nigga, because he can't fucking drive, and you gave him a what, like a V6, whatever the fuck engine?
And they give him nice cars.
And they go zooming and flip the shit or crash their helicopter. Jesus balls.
oh, his trial begins in November of this year.
Okay, so just in time for what, the, I almost said primaries, for the midterms to wrap up.
Yeah.
Okay, so he might get to vote. If they let it, if he's, like, out on, bond, bail.
Can you, if you're, like, awaiting trial for a felony?
If you're a white man.
Maybe.
Yeah. Fucking, after Heather Heyer's death, Mr. Kessler tweeted that she was a fat, disgusting communist whose death was payback. All right. He later took back the statement. No takesies, backsies.
No takesies, backsies.
What the fuck? You fucking white man giver? Saying he had written it while under the influence of alcohol, Ambien, and Xanax. That's where
Ambien! That's where the fucking Ambien came from. Oh,
zero
shit.
To Ambien. I tell you what. It's
fucked up.
God damn.
Like, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like so left out. Like, I've had my share of gratuitous, you know, drug use. I've never done anything like that under the influence. I've never, like, gone racist. I've never said someone is a communist who deserves to die for payback because they opposed Nazis. Like, what the fuck is wrong with my Ambien?
And when I got prescribed Xanax for anxiety attacks, that shit just made me way too chill. like I was, because I was 20. I wasn't even 21 yet. I was 20 still. And I was working in fast food, and I was the sandwich guy by the drive-thru, so I gotta be zooming.
Mm-hmm. You were not.
Yeah, and the doctor said, take it before work, because that's a real stressful place to be.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, well, you gotta go, and I was like, oh, wait, man, the cheese is melting. I still remember actually saying that. The cheese is melting, man. It's okay.
Wait, you used to have panic attacks?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I rapped about it. I got the track somewhere. I know I put it online, but, you know, websites get old and shit disappears. But I know I have a digital copy and a hard copy. Trump blamed, quote, both sides for the violence and said some very fine people were among the white supremacist marchers. In response, activists held anti-racism marches and vigils in cities across the country. Damn, so much shit happened under this goofy motherfucker. I forgot about that. I remember seeing all those, like, short video clips. Like, there's the people in San Francisco. There's these motherfuckers in Los Angeles. There's these motherfuckers in Texas. Like, you know, with their candles and shit up. I remember that. Yeah. God damn. The fucking, I don't know, filmumentary about Trump shit is going to have to be like 4 hours.
Yeah.
It's going to be after an hour per year of his presidency. And it's only going to be one term because, you know, on some level, this is my tinfoil hat. I think I put this tinfoil hat on before. Hillary Clinton didn't want to be president the whole time.
Oh, you said that.
Yeah. She wanted Trump to be in so that he could be so bad that any Democrat would get in and she would get Supreme Court. She'd be a Supreme Court. Because who's going to die soon? Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I don't know how the fuck she's alive right now.
I don't know, man.
she's going to die. Or Hillary's going to kill her. You know how it goes. You know Hillary.
I don't know. Supreme Court, though?
Hillary be drop-kicking niggas.
Man, I don't know. Yeah, she does. It's not, like, public enough. Like, when you're, like, president, you have to, like, go out and, like, do shit and, like, be in the camera.
And Hillary's power hungry more so than camera hungry. That's why she has no charisma. She hates getting up and doing that shit. She doesn't want to fucking talk. She wants to fucking control puppets from behind the damn scenes.
I don't know.
And Supreme Court is a lifetime Congress seat in the smallest club in the world.
It is. But that's... I don't know, man. I don't know.
Nah, I'm telling you, man. Clinton wants that seat. And when she fucking beats Ruth Bader Ginsburg to death, it's gonna look... Remember that game Battletoads? Like, her fucking fist is gonna expand and boom! Battletoads, Super Nintendo. 1993. Let me take a look over here with these fellas right there. Blah, 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 blah. Now, Ambien and Xanax, and he got racist. The statement drew condemnations from even his most extreme allies, including white nationalist Richard Spencer. Look how relevant he is now. Who led a tiki torch march on the University of Virginia the night before Kessler's rally. Kessler, who did not reply to an email requesting comment, has failed in his attempt to also organize an anniversary rally. Excuse? In Charlottesville for the same weekend. He is suing the city for denying his permit request and says it has violated his First Amendment rights to free speech and peaceful assembly. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Because you're not protesting the government, you're protesting those gosh darn snowflake liberals. So that's the thing, you have to be protesting the government for that thing to be denied or for that to be a free speech issue.
Also, what the fuck is it? Peaceful, nonviolent? Someone died. Someone almost got lynched. Like, fights happened. People got arrested. That's not peaceful.
Yeah. Yeah, so, fuck out of here. I don't even like McMurrica, and I know the Constitution better than you fucks. The Federal Park Service frequently approves rally applications, including those from unpopular groups. Last summer, the far-right group Patriot Prayer... Oh, I want to hear audio of them saying words about things. Patriot Prayer, who was described by the Southern Poverty Law Center as an anti-government organization, but keep in mind the Southern Poverty Law Center also would call Wine Cellar Media a hate group.
Yes.
So, grain of salt. Double entendre.
Yes.
Fucking, they gained a permit for a rally in San Francisco's Golden Gate National Recreation Area, though it never held the event. The fuck you get the permit for?
Because then they realized nobody was actually going to show up, and it was embarrassing.
And Jawed Khalim closes up his Los Angeles Times article with this. But some recent applications have been denied. Last October, the Park Service said it would not give a permit to a group that wanted to erect a 45-foot statue of a naked woman on the National Mall because the statue would block monuments and could damage grass. Damn, so it wasn't even on no... I mean, their public statement wasn't on no misogyny shit. Maybe behind closed doors, they were like, we can't have big old nipples out where children can see them. We don't even know exactly what is going to be the circumference to scale of the areolas on there. Hell no, they can't put that up. Is this going to be one of them protruding labias? I will not tolerate that. Is it going to look like 70s porn with the big old bush? Because I'm into new school pedophile porn, shaved or nothing. Yeah, that might have been what they said behind closed doors. I do just make up reality of what people are thinking in my head.
You do.
I just assume the worst of everyone, which is very logical. And in March, it denied a request from a March for Our Lives to use the National Mall in Washington because a student group was already scheduled to film a talent show on the site. The march instead took place on nearby streets. Hey, everybody had a good time.
Hmm.
All right. Phoenix Collider done founded something on the World Wide Webernets.
Oh, maybe.
Phoenix McColored Woman.
Yes.
I got to go to the Wine Cellar Podcast Fringe Group on the Facebook.
Yes.
Which I did add some of you new niggas that requested to be in the group. I'm very hesitant to do that because, like, it's like less than 200 people in that group. And some of them are like, they like the small group.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want a whole bunch of people in there doing, like, it's our little introvert corner.
Yeah.
Where we like each other and not you so much.
Yeah. Well, we've never used that social dissonance group. We had one and then we just never used it.
Man, I need a moderator.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a regular poster.
Yeah.
And Penny Local's already the page poster.
Yeah.
So now you found this,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't have, I looked into it a little bit, but I did not have a lot of show prep time.
Yeah.
So this is House Resolution 5005, 107th, Homeland Security Act of 2002.
Correct.
And this is on govtrack.us.
Yeah.
Congress/, and I have the glaucoma and can't see the rest of that link.
It's just numbers.
Okay. And the thing is, now you see... what up?
But if you look it up by Homeland Security Act 2002 voting results, like if you Google that, you would find it. Or Yahoo search it, you would find it.
Yeah, if you see it, 48 McPublicans and 41 Democrats voted for it. 9% of Democrats voted against it. 1% of Republicans voted against it, making that one Republican and 8 Democrats voted against it.
Mm-hmm.
And you found, I mean, if you you look at some of these
Those names,
yeah, you might see some familiar.
Also, for a little context, this is the bill that gave permission and funding to create ICE.
Yeah,
you know, if folks don't know. This is where it started.
If you're into things like permission and funding, you might not be. Now, what the hell? I got Missouri, Mississippi, Minnesota. I need New York. Yeah. Idaho. What the hell kind of alphabetical order is this here?
It goes all the way, the first, isn't it the first column is the...
No, that's Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado,
yeah,
Connecticut.
Right there is New York. Because it goes... The first column starts A through M, and then the next one starts the end of the M's through N. So second column towards the top, right under New Mexico. You keep scrolling past it. What are you doing?
Why? Because I'm looking at the wrong numbers, aren't I? I'm looking at the left side and not the right side.
Right column.
Ah. And so out of New York, Hillary Clinton, Chuck Schumer voted for it. And just for funsies, North Carolina, John Edwards... wasn't that fella that had a whole secret family or some shit?
Yeah, he got his mistress pregnant and then was like, but it's probably not mine.
That nigga was wildin'. Yes. He was having a good fucking time.
John Kerry also
voted for it. Yep. Ooh, wait. Oh, let's go to Alabama. That's up at the top, right?
Mm-hmm.
Alabama. Oh, hey, Jeff Sessions was in there. Of course he voted for it.
Yes.
Wait, but wasn't that motherfucker? No, I need to be looking at Georgia. That's where it is. Georgia, Maxwell, Cleland Maxwell, Zelly Miller, they voted for it out of Georgia. Okay, so John Lewis wasn't in Washington yet.
What, really?
Yeah, because I was saying he'd be out of Alabama or Georgia.
Huh.
Yeah, those would be his states. Yeah, so now, when I went to look up more about this, at the top of the motherfuck search to try to find more about this was Snopes. And Snopes said, this is false, man. You want to know why Snopes says this is false?
Why?
Because the claim in a meme said Democrats voted for this and got it in place.
Democrats did vote. Almost every Democrat voted for it.
No. What? See, what did the meme say? Democrats got voted for it and made it happen, but the majority in the House at that time was Republicans. So it was actually, that's actually the, like, out of all these paragraphs and shit that Snopes put up, it can be, I read the whole fucking article.
Okay, but they only won by a simple majority. If enough Dems had said no, it wouldn't have passed.
It doesn't matter. You can't say Democrats passed it if they weren't the majority. So Snopes calls this false. That's your fucking special little Snopes that y'all niggas rely on so much.
Lewis isn't in there because he's a House representative. He's not in the Senate. That was only the Senate vote.
Oh, okay. He was Congress. Shit. All right, everybody. it's not storming very hard. Electricity just went out here. I'm going to go look outside. You keep the show going.
Okay, right.
Talk about how Snopes is full of shit.
Snopes is full of shit. Okay, so we can also look that up because remember Congress has like the two parts, right? There's the representatives and then the Senate. That was the Senate vote. Hillary Clinton was a senator, voted there. Lewis was actually in the representatives, so it doesn't show his vote. But, you know, if y'all are really curious, I can look it up and check it out. But, you know, it's disappointing that Snopes would do that, just because the fact of the matter is you can't say it was the GOP who did it when the majority of Democrats helped it along. Yeah, the GOP loved it, and yes, it was, I believe, a GOP-led initiative, but denying the impact the Democrats had is just kind of fucking, that's fucking wild to me, you know? Because let me just go back and look at this again. except I don't think I can because I think the Wi-Fi is not working. Everything is bullshit. This is what happens when you do live shows. It's fucking bullshit, y'all. Let me see this. So, on this bill, let me see if this page will load for me. 90 and 90. So, it passed 90-9. Okay? So, 41 Democrats made up part of those 90 votes. That's a little bit lower than, just under half. So, yeah, 41 out of 90 votes were Democrats. If all the Democrats had said no, they might not have been able to pass it. All maybe. Right.
So now, the electricity is on, but it's weak. Oh, yeah, and the Wi-Fi went out, so the Facebook Live went down.
Nice.
So let's wrap up this podcast, and I'm going to go check the fuse box.
You know, interestingly enough, Ted Kennedy voted against it.
Hey, I don't know where they... Yeah. All right, he's got a little style.
Yeah.
A little style to him. He had his Bill Burr accent when he did it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fantastic. All right, yeah, so we got to kill this podcast and go see what the F happened.
Yeah.
All right. Have paypal.me/PhoenixandWilliam, patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Have a good one.